This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Can I digress for just a second?
Sure.
Is it okay to lust after my wife?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay,
Unless that's my wife.
So let's move on.
So after my wife, she runs. Yes.
Number 5.
How to guide my husband back to believing in Christ. And
you don't guide him back. You don't. The Bible never says a wife is to guide her husband back. The Bible says the wife is to live in subjection to God with humility and adornment of good works, to be an example, and that God would work on him.
Okay.
Don't lecture him. Just be a good servant so that he can't argue against your love for him, your dedication to him because of what Christ has done.
Number 4.
How come Enoch is not mentioned in the Bible no more than just several verses? How come the book of Enoch was removed from the Bible?
The book of Enoch was never removed from the Bible. It was never considered to be scripture.
But how come he wasn't mentioned more in the Bible than just a few verses?
Because God didn't ordain that to be mentioned more. That's something you have to ask God about, because it's an issue of inspiration. What did God want it to be there for, or not be there for, or mentioned only a certain number of times?
Number 3.
What is the definition of sin?
Sin is lawlessness. That's 1 John 3:4. God is holy, 1 Peter 1:16. And he wants us to be holy. That's what that verse also says. Be holy, for I am holy. The law is a reflection of the character of God. And Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:34. So since God spoke, and he spoke the law, don't lie, don't steal, etc., those are things that reflect his character. The law, don't lie, don't steal. Sin is lawlessness. Sin is breaking the law of God. And the law of God reflects the character of God.
Number 2.
Sin does not become real or not real if we're aware of it or not aware of it. Sin is based on the character and the mind of God, not on our ability and knowledge. So whether they know it or not, it's a sin. And everybody knows what's right in their own heart, because God has written the law on their hearts, Romans chapter 2. And so this is a judgment. So God gives them over to the depravity of their heart and their mind, so they believe the lie. And if you go down to verse 32, they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death. They not only do the same, but they also give hearty approval to those who practice them. This is exactly what's happening in the homosexual community, is that they are giving hearty approval. And so in the foolishness of our nation, celebrating Pride Month, Pride the rainbow, which is the place where God covenanted with Noah not to destroy the world anymore by water. So in other words, it's a symbol of the judgment of God upon the sin of mankind, and the pride people use that symbol as a symbol for their unrighteousness as they move forward. It's an insult to God. Covenantally, God sent Jesus only to Israel, not the whole world. And we know that because Jesus says so in Matthew 15:24. He says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the gospel inclusion of all people is prophesied in Genesis 12:3, when God says to Abraham, and you, all the nations shall be blessed. There's another option, in that God can desire one thing and arrange another. God can desire people to be saved, but then at the same time, in Mark 4:10-12, Jesus speaks in parables so people will not be saved. So if he desires all men to be saved, why is it he's speaking so that not all can be saved? A third possibility is that the word all refers only to the elect. We find that the only ones who have died with Christ are the Christians. And it says in 2 Corinthians 5:14, it says the love of God controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And the way to understand the all died can only mean that it's the people who died in Christ.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
And now, the end is near.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.